Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Jawanza for Life. This is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be here with you again today. I want to take a moment and thank everybody that tunes in to this show. Again, I am not under the impression that you could not be doing a number of things on this beautiful Sunday, or shall I say Saturday, summer afternoon, and this is going to be another one of those shows. I've been looking forward to it. I'm always excited when I have an opportunity to talk to our guest today. He is a master healer. You know, a lot of times people take health for granted. You know, you go to the doctor, you get a good clean bill of health, and you think that I'm fine, and you go back doing the same things that you always did, you know. But then there are some people that go to the doctor, and they don't get such a good bill of health. Some people may have gone to the doctor, and doctor may have told them that they've got cancer or diabetes or, you know, sickle cell or, you know, a number of different things. It could be anything. And when you get news like that, it can really, 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 you know, just be, for some people, they think it's a death sentence. But I'm here to tell you, and my guest is here to tell you, that it doesn't have to be that way. God has placed in our midst food for life, food for life, food that enhances our life, can increase our lifespan. And my special guest, he is a witness to that fact. He has a testimony that's out of this world. I mean, you hear people talking about herbs and holistic health and being vegetarian and the benefits of it. And, you know, my brother, whose name, by the way, is Coy Dunstan, he's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. And we're going to give you information on how you can get in contact with Brother Coy and what services his store offers. And I want to bring my guest up. His name is, again, Coy Dunstan. He is a master healer. He's cured his mother of cancer, countless other people of diseases that they may have had, and it's not as hard as you think. You know, a lot of times we pray and then go right back to doing the same things that we did. We can't just say, okay, God, heal me of this, and then the very thing that caused us to have whatever it is we're praying for healing for, we continue to do those things that, you know, brought the illness on in the first place. But I want to move out of the way so that you all can have the benefit and pleasure of hearing from my guest again, Brother Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature. Good afternoon, Brother Coy. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon to you and your guests. Good to be with you again.
Oh, brother, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice. You know, I asked Coy before we came on, everybody said, how are you doing today? He said, I'm doing good every day. That's what I'm talking about. See, and everybody, you can do the same thing. We might have issues going on in life. Life is not going to be without issues, but they don't have to be health issues. You know, it can be something else. It doesn't have to be you went to the doctor and got a bad bill of health or anything like that. And even if you do, it's not a death sentence, because Brother Coy is here today to share good news. This is the gospel of health we talk about today. Brother, let's talk for a moment again, because people might wonder, well, okay, Brother Coy Dunstan is your guest today. I've heard people talk about eating right and being a vegetarian and so forth. What makes Coy the expert? Brother Coy, could you tell people how you got started on this holistic healing path?
Well, I started about, 35 years ago now, when my mother was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and was told there was nothing they could do for her. And we set out on this journey to figure out what to do about it. We knew about God, we knew God's word, and we knew that there was some healing somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we started looking at the plants, herbs, that we better known as herbs, or most people refer to them as herbs. But they're just plants that God had put here for us to heal our bodies and to keep our bodies healthy and to overcome the diseases that we face today. And so I learned about it as much as I could about them, and I started using the herbs. And sure enough, my mother got better. Mm. And even after a terminal diagnosis, she lived 10 years after that. So I'm here to testify that, yeah, the herbs work.
Mm-hmm. That had to be something, brother, just seeing with your own eyes. I mean, and that was your first, she was really your first patient, correct?
Really, really. Before then, I was on my way to being a lawyer and doing participating in the world that we live in today, and that made that experience woke me up and made me realize that it's not about what people tell you you ought to do or what you should do. You have mm-hmm. to learn what to do for yourself, and then you have to apply it and make and have the faith that what you learn is true, and do that. But increasingly, more and more these days, they're trying to take that information and knowledge and the understanding on how to use the herbs and the benefits of the herbs. No one really teaches you that. You have to really either your parents passed it on to you. If you didn't listen, you need to go back and maybe replay what they told you, and you'll find that somewhere along the line, someone passed this information on to you, but because we were in an educational system that is all about the money, we got caught up into the money thing and lost the avenue to learning how to live life a healthy way. And mm-hmm. without your health, you have no wealth. So that's where we are today, and that's what I try to tell people every day. You just got to have the faith that what you know and what's available to you, you have to use it. You can't listen to one side. You have to listen to what your heart tell you and what God tell you, and you have to move on to make a better life for yourself.
You know, for a lot of people, Brother Coy, they just don't know another way. You know, for example, they might know that the stuff that the doctor is giving them isn't working, but because this information that we're talking about today isn't out there, you know, people aren't hearing this message every day. You know, they're hearing commercials even about, you know, here, try Lipitor, try this, try that, you know. Yeah. Side effects may include dizziness, drowsiness, you know, yeah, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, you know, these other things. But that's the only message that they're hearing. So even though they know that the information that the doctors is giving them and the stuff that the doctors giving them isn't working, for a lot of people, they don't think that there's an alternative, so they just keep going down that path of destruction.
Yeah, and that's the biggest problem. We have no faith in what the Word of God, and we have no faith in our parents, what they try to tell us. And along the way, we have lost our way in terms of trying to be healthy and stay healthy and enjoy the life that God has given us, and we lose the joy of living, and mm-hmm. we go into this place of living in a state of disease. If you go to the doctor and the only thing he can do for you is give you another pill to take or another operation or whatever they do to you, mm-hmm. then we're giving ourselves over to that system, and we are missing the whole point of living. You got to have faith. You got to be able to determine for yourself what's best for you. And you have a right to do that anywhere you live in this world. And you just have to know the information and find that it's available. You can find the information that you need, and you just have to apply it to your situation, and you'll see that there is another way and that you can make a difference in your own health and that you can do it without the benefits of the medical system that we live under.
So once you saw that your mother was cured, you just took a whole career change. You were going to become a lawyer, but once you saw that transformation in your mother get well, it was just a whole nother, you found your calling.
Yeah, I knew that there was something there, and I pursued it and learned each day that there is you have a right to this, and if no one tells you you have a right to it, you would tend to believe what you hear, and what you hear is usually all about the money. They want to get you into a system that you have to pay for, or insurance pays for, and keep you in that system until you die.
Speaking of death.
Hi, Coy. This is Aquia Chesnutevad. I want to say hi again and hi to everyone that's listening today. And Coy, I just wanted to also mention the fear that's also involved with not knowing. The fear of death and then the fear of not knowing, I believe that that's also a part of the big reason why a lot of times people gravitate towards, like you said, the only people that probably are telling them about anything about health is the doctors. But the doctors are not telling them about the herbs. They're not telling them about the natural way of healing. And the last time you were on the show, you also mentioned that you even have to be very careful concerning being healed or cured.
Using the word.
So more and more of that information, if people feel that, even practitioners or people that are like yourself telling people about the herbs now also have to be very, very careful. More people, we do have to do more shows like this that people can get to know people like yourself so that that fear can be taken away, the fear of death and you know, depending on the doctors to educate them. But, again, the information that they give, which we have also talked about, is only they're only looking at the symptoms. They're not diagnosing a cure.
That's correct. That is correct. And, again, good evening to you. And the whole situation, again, is all about the money. They get you into a system that operates under the illusion that they have a cure and that they can do something about your condition, but they really can't. Only you can do something about your condition. And you have a right to do that. And you have to stand on that right sometime and have faith in that right and exercise that right in a way that you find that makes life better for yourself. If you if you're going to operate out of fear, you're already lost. You gotta operate out of faith. And operating out of faith, you are willing to do and try other things, and you have to learn the other things and the ways to learn what your body needs and then understand what you need to do to correct the condition that you find yourself faced with.
And for everybody that's listening, know and understand that there is a cure for everything. And I always use this analogy that if there's not a cure for everything, then that means that the devil is greater than God. If there's something out here, if the devil has some sort of disease out here that God doesn't have a cure for, then at that very moment, the devil is greater than God. Now, we always talk about how God is all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent, you know, that he's got the whole world in his hands. He's my healer. He's my doctor. Yeah. He's this and that and the other. Well, if there's something.
Stand on it. Yeah,
okay, if there's something out here that the devil's got that God does not have a cure for, then the devil is greater than God. Now, let's say, for example, Corey, because there are people out here, many people have gone to the doctors and gotten reports and so forth. Matter of fact, I'm familiar with someone who just went to the doctor and recently they did a colonoscopy and said there's a possibility that the individual, they're not sure, but there might be polyps. What exactly are polyps and how do you treat those?
Well, polyps are basically undigested food. It get trapped in the crevices of your bowel, and they grow. Sometimes people call them parasites, but polyps and parasites are a little different. Polyps come from just eating food that your body can't use. It's undigested food, and most of that food are things that we shouldn't eat anyway. So if you learn how to eat, number one, you need to learn how to eat the foods that will aid your bowels or your intestines in processing and cleaning it itself. It will if you eat it, if you feed it properly, your bowels and your colon and your digestive system will do the work that it's supposed to do. But when you put food in your system that you can't digest or that is toxic or poison, basically is what it comes down to. It goes into your system, but your system don't know what to do with it, so it just sticks somewhere, and it winds up causing these polyps that we call polyps, and they tend to grow, and over time they will turn cancerous, and that's why colon cancer is the number one cancer. Close to the number one cancer, I guess, we get is colon cancer because we don't feed the colon what it needs to do what it needs to do. You got to have fiber. You got to have fiber is like one of the best fibers is psyllium. Your body needs at least 35 grams of fiber a day, and the only way you get that is to take it. You got to take fiber, and that fiber will help scrub the bowels and scrub the walls of the colon and keep those polyps from developing. So if you want to get rid of them, you have to, number one, change the diet, start eating the foods that you need to eat, which is grain, nuts, seeds, vegetables, fruits, that kind of thing. You got to eat good, clean food, and then you got to add more fiber so that your bowels will operate as they should and carry that stuff out. And you have to learn how to correct that condition. If you have a polyp, you have to learn how to correct it. And oftentimes, if you go to a doctor, they will just cut them out, and that's good, but it leaves a scar on your colon. So in the long run, that may lead to some other problem, but if they can get them early and get them before they get too ingrown in your colon, you will be able to overcome that. And through your changing your diet, you can't go back to eating the same stuff. You got to change your diet, and you got to feed your bowels what it needs so that you can eliminate the possibility of developing a polyp so that you don't get that problem.
So if somebody, let's say, for example, has let's say they were diagnosed with polyps and they want to go the natural way. They're like, no, I don't want nobody cutting on me. You know, I'd rather do it the natural way. I'd just rather shrink them and, you know, get rid of them, dissolve them, you know, naturally. And you mentioned fiber. What type of food is fiber? So for somebody that says fiber, how do I get fiber? Where do I get fiber? And what foods do I have to eat that will provide me with the fiber that I need to scrub the walls of my colon to dissolve the polyps?
Well, the whole grain is the number one thing. That's why you have whole grain cereal, you have whole grain bread, a number of different whole grains. But even at that, you still have to add more fiber because you don't get enough fiber from the bread or the grains that you eat to make a difference. So something like psyllium hulls or slippery elm or what else can you do for fiber? You can do, well, those two are the main ones, psyllium hulls and slippery elm. If you just deal with that, you can do a lot to reverse any condition in the bowel.
Wow.
What about the colon cleanse, Coy, using something like the LBS2 and other, and the parasite cleanse? Do you think, you know, keeping up with that type of cleansing would also help, and also eliminating meat and dairy?
Oh, absolutely. But the idea is that a colon cleanse or anything like a bowel purge is like, that's what they are. That's the fiber that you need to take. And if you you know you haven't had a good diet during your life, you need to add those things, a colon cleanser maybe every day if you tend to have cancer of the colon in your family or if you've been told you have cancer of the colon. You have to add more fiber to your diet. And then in addition to that, you have to make sure you drink the water that you need. You should be drinking at least half your body weight in ounces every day, and you will find that your body will respond and do the healing on its own. You just have to give it what it needs to do that, and the fiber and the colon cleansing or whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. But a colon cleanser is fiber, and you have to take it so that it can perform and do what you need to do in your colon. That's the main thing. You have to understand that getting fiber is a colon cleanse, and the colon cleanse is a liver cleanse, which is the main organ that's affected by all this backup of the toxins from not eating right. When you don't eat enough fiber, all that toxins back up in the liver, and you get this liver condition that no one ever tells you that you have until you have liver cancer. And the liver is the main organ excrete that pushes this stuff out. And if your liver get weak and you have colon cancer or colon polyps or anything wrong with your colon, your liver is not going to get any better. So it's really you working on your liver. The liver is your main organ of detox, and you have to feed it what it needs so that it can do what it needs to do.
You know, Coy, we talked about, and my special guest today is Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's my doctor. If ever something's wrong with me, that's who I call. So I have a question. We touched on it. Yvette brought up parasites. Talk about parasites. What are they, people to talk about? I mean, I've read somewhere that the average American has parasites and doesn't even know it. And it's like
that's
the silent... Can you talk about parasites?
Yeah, we all have parasites. That's part of the digestive process, is to break down your food. Sometimes it's called enzymes. But when you get too much of toxins in your system, or too much poison in your system, or foods that you can't digest, your digestive system doesn't know what to do with it. So it sticks to your walls, to your colon, and you have to... change what you're doing and what you're eating so that your digestive system will work properly, and you will find that in that process you will not only clean your colon, but it's really a liver cleanse, and your liver is the main organ that gets rid of all of these toxins that we ingest. But because most of the food that we eat are toxic, your body never get a chance to get a break from that. So you just piling more stuff. You keep eating the chicken. You keep eating the steak. You keep eating the dairy. And you keep piling it in your system because that's what they tell you to eat. If you watch TV, that's what it is. It's meat, and it's sugar, and it's salt, and all those things that they tell you to eat. If you keep eating it, you're not going to get the results that you need. So that's where fasting comes in. You have to understand how to fast, and you have to know how long you want to fast, and you have to do that on a regular basis so that you can let your body correct any maladies that's developing in your colon or anywhere else in your body. Because when you go through the liver, it's your pancreas that really tells your body what you're eating, and the pancreas is right over the liver. And if you don't, if your pancreas don't recognize what you're eating, if it's synthetic or too much meat or too much of whatever we eat, your pancreas is going to get confused, and therein you're going to lead yourself into other diseases like high blood pressure or diabetes. It doesn't matter what you call it. It all comes from the same thing, and you have to learn what to do to correct whatever condition whatever condition that the doctor tell you have. You have to understand that it comes from the same thing. It's toxic food that you're eating, and you have to begin to break down and break away from that way of eating, and learn how to fast, and learn how to use the herbs to repair your body and to keep your body healthy.
You know, Yvette and I were just talking yesterday, I believe it was, and I was mentioning we were just having a conversation about fasting, and I mentioned the fact that just like there are a lot of people that cannot even imagine going a day without eating, there are people that cannot imagine going a day without eating meat, okay?
Yeah.
There are people
yeah.
who just cannot imagine a meatless diet. If you could talk
yeah.
about meat and the effects of it, because, you know, many people who have made the transition from eating meat and dairy, you know, just going vegan, have God only knows how long they may have extended their life, you know, and just cut down on ailments that they would have normally gotten. So if you could talk about that, because a lot of people, again, just they can't even imagine not going a day without food, period. They can't even imagine going a meal without meat. Could you talk about meat?
But the main problem with meat is that most of the meat that we eat, they're scavengers. It's the worst meat that you can, or the worst food that you can feed your body. A scavenger is something that feeds off the waste of the land, and when we eat that, the waste of the land feeds on us. So that is what enables the body to break down into disease. But when you eat meat, and I think man in general is basically meant to be vegetarian or eat grains, nuts, seeds, and vegetables, fruit, that kind of thing. That's what we are made to eat. And when you add meat on top of that, the body can't digest it. It's the body doesn't know what to do with it. So that's why we get these polyps. These polyps are generally undigested meat that we haven't eliminated because we haven't given our body what it needs to eliminate, the fiber. Basically, the fiber is what helps us eliminate. And when we eat all the meat and no fiber, this stuff settles in the bowel, and that's how you get polyps. And you have to learn
Brother
how
Coy,
to keep it. Yes.
Yes. Go ahead. No, go ahead, bro.
We have to learn how to move that stuff through the system. If we're going to eat it, we have to learn that we have to get it out. You know, when we were in slavery, that's what they fed us because that was the cheapest and the most cost-effective thing that they could give us. And we called ourselves freed from slavery, but we never got freed from the vicious nature of the diet that we eat. So in essence, we were never free because they didn't tell us that we shouldn't be eating the stuff that they was feeding us. If they couldn't do that, because if they did that, they would be admitting that they were criminal and they would be subject to other arms of the law. But in doing that, we have to understand that, yes, we need to learn how to eat. And number two, we need to learn what to eat. And number three, we need to eat those things and do that what we're supposed to do in order to reverse or to keep our bodies in a good state of health.
You know, what's amazing to me is just how things evolve and how people evolve and change. Yvette was mentioning to me yesterday that she was passing by a fast food place and could smell the food, and it stunk. You know, and I was mentioning to her that there was once upon a time when we ate meat that same smell probably would have smelled good to us.
Yes.
Now, sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, you can go into a place now, it's like if I go into a McDonald's and smell something dead cooking, it's like, oh, my God, it really smells dead. But there was once upon a time where I'd go in there and be like, oh, like in heaven, man, where's the hamburger, you know?
Well, that's the other side of it. When we were growing our own foods or even growing our own animals, we knew what was in them and we knew how to eat so that they wouldn't affect us the way that affects us today. Today, we don't know where the meat comes from. We don't know what they do to it. We don't know what kind of pesticides or chemicals or antibiotics they've put in it. We don't know what kind of hormones they've added so they can increase the yield of their crops or herds or whatever they grow. And so we wind up eating all that pesticides or hormones and stuff like that, and that's why young girls are getting breast at 12 and 13 and looking fully developed because they're eating this stuff and they don't know how to get it out of their system so that it don't affect them in such a drastic way. And it's sad, but that's when you go and you smell that meat. If you have been away from it, haven't eaten meat for a while, yes, it will make you sick. But unfortunately, we were raised and grown to eat that, and we think that's what we're supposed to eat. In fact, we think we're not eating unless we're eating that, and therein lies the problem that we're faced with today, educating the people on how to eat and what to eat. And oftentimes it's not sweet or it doesn't taste good to them, so they don't like it because they got their taste buds trained to this garbage that they feed you, and you wind up being an early candidate for cancer or whatever disease that comes along. And if you don't know what to do about it, you will stay in that state as long as you live.
And, you know, it almost seems as if we are being brainwashed to a certain degree with the being inundated with the commercials and, you know, seeing the different type of commercials, you know, whether it's a fast food commercial or whatever it may be. But I also wanted to mention something about the beverages as well. A lady approached me yesterday and she told me, she said, did you know that, for instance, Mountain Dew, it's something in Mountain Dew that all other countries have outlawed this particular ingredient in Mountain Dew, but the United States allows it. She said, can you believe that?
Yeah, it's a,
you know,
it's a form of sugar, or it's a form of sugar, or it's a form of it's like a drug. It's, they put it in there because they know it will train your taste to want more, and it'll make you kind of addicted to it. And it's all about the money, you know. We need to learn how to operate in a capitalistic system. And capitalism is not socialism. We think everybody's going to be nice to us, and we should trust everybody, and we should love everybody. But everybody don't trust and love you. So you have to make that distinction in your life so that you can recognize when someone is giving you something that is not in your best interest. And we have failed in that effort with our children, particularly, but even with our adults, we just don't understand that. You know, everything that someone puts in front of you is not best for you, and it's not in your best interest. It's all about the money. Again, it comes down to all about the money. And if I can sell you something that is okay with the FDA, or it's not regulated by the FDA, or it's not even if it's regulated by the, in fact, you want to stay away from the stuff that's regulated by the FDA, because it's all about the money, and they are a capitalistic system. And if this country recognizes that if you want to make money, you can pretty much sell anything that you have to whoever will buy it. And they learn how to train your taste so that, or to insert certain drugs or certain sugars or certain salts or whatever flavor that they need to add to it to get you to drink it or eat it or taste it. They learn how it's a whole science on how they put these things in your food so that they can keep you coming back. So they get their bottom line grows and you go to the grave.
You know, Koi, it's so amazing because we're talking about the FDA, and you know, so many people are so trusting when it comes to the FDA, because, you know, we believe and have been taught, and, you know, America has its benefits growing up here in this society. You know, we believe and trust in this society. We believe that America's the best country on the earth. You know, we believe when we look at other countries where people are starving to death, certain parts of Africa and India and, you know, certain places where people are malnutritioned and so forth, we're like, ooh, thank God we got the FDA. You know, thank God we got a system where people actually monitor what goes out on the market so that if something is harmful to us, you know, we trust that the FDA is going to make sure that nothing hits the market that is not for our benefit and will recall anything that is harmful. So, like you mentioned, people forget that, look, cigarettes are legal. You know what I'm saying? You can go buy alcohol.
Alcohol is legal, yeah.
You know,
so
we have to really take things with a grain of salt because, you know, like you said, it's about making money. You know, they'll put it on the pack. Yeah, cigarette smoking can cause cancer,
but they won't.
Yeah, exactly. They'll sell it to you.
Basically, they're saying that's on you. I'm telling you what's in it, but if you still smoke it anyway,
that's on you,
and you can't be liable to that.
That's correct. That's why you have to be responsible for your own self and your own health and your own way you live, and you have a right to do that. And we tend to think that everyone got our best benefit at heart when they don't. Their whole agenda with them is to make money. And if they can sell you something that is outside of illegal realm, anything within the illegal realm, that's what they're going to do, no matter what they determine is the result in the end in terms of your body. Because they have a doctor, you can go to the doctor, and the doctor's part of the system because he perpetuates it. He won't tell you that you need to stop doing this or stop doing that. He'll tell you that I have a pill, or I have an operation, or I have a drug that I can give you, and you know, come back next week, and if that don't work, I'll give you some more. And that's how the system works. The system perpetuates itself. And if you don't understand that, you're going to be a victim. Yeah.
And, you know, the system doesn't discriminate because just like you brought up before in past interviews, even the doctors are dying of the very diseases that they're supposed to be helping cure people of.
That's correct. Their lifespan is shorter than the average person. And why you want to listen to someone that's dying before you, I don't know. That's another thing you have to you have to know these things, and you have to be able to assimilate them in a way that makes sense to you, so that you know that you need to do something different.
Brother Coy, if we could talk about, there are a couple of things to talk about, but I'd like to definitely talk about aging and, you know, how do we reverse the aging process? Because, you know, a lot of people, you might find somebody that, they might be in their 30s, but look like they're in their 50s, you know?
Yeah.
And
you might find someone in their 50s look like they're 30s, so it goes both ways.
That's true.
The,
how do you do that? How do you reverse the aging process? I mean, you know, so because as we do get older, we would like to grow old gracefully. And there's nothing like seeing somebody that's older and they look 20, 30 years younger than what they really are. You look at them, their skin is smooth. They're very vibrant and active.
Yeah.
And, you know, how can we reverse the aging process? What can we do?
Well, you really can't reverse the aging process. I haven't found anyone that has been able to do that. You're going to gray. Your eyes are going to dim, and you're going to have aching pain. There's not much you can do about that. But you can slow the process, and you can make them a little less harmful to the body. Like a lot of people might have gout, but if you stop eating the meat, and particularly the scavenger kind, the shrimp, the beef, and the chicken, and all that kind of stuff. If you cut that out and cut that down, you're going to find that you can eliminate the gout. And in eliminating the gout, you're going to have more energy, and you're going to be more vibrant. And you can do that, apply that to almost any condition that you have if you understand what you are doing to your body through your food. So if you have a condition, you have to learn what do you need to eat to correct it. And that's why we need to learn how to use the herbs, because the herbs will do all of that. It will slow the aging process, and it will keep you from graying as fast or looking as old. But you have to use those things in order for them to work for it. But when you're in a state of addiction, and that's what this food system that we live in is about, addiction, they want to get you addicted to something so they can make more money. If you understand that that's what's going on, then you need to take it upon yourself to learn what your body really needs and begin to give it that. And you can slow the aging process at least to the point to where you don't have to go through the gouts and the diabetes and the heart disease and all the other stuff that we suffer from needlessly because we don't eat right.
Brother Quick, can we talk about women's health for a moment? Because there are a lot of sisters out here, mothers and daughters and grandmothers and, you know, women who at some point, you know, may have gone to the doctor and the doctor says, I see a lump, you know, or, you know, women dealing with all kinds of feminine issues, fibroids, and, you know, different things. What food is there, or is it across the board? I mean, when it comes to men's health, women's health, you know, we all need green leafy vegetables. We need lots of fruit.
Yep.
We need lots of water, you know, because, again, there are women who are dealing with all kinds of different issues, lumps and bumps, and, you know, even I've heard that even when it comes to feminine products, that, you know, they can be cancerous, you know, help women to, you know, different products for women's cycle, you know, that they can be cancerous. So women have a lot of stuff that they have to be mindful of.
Yes, that's true. And a lot of oftentimes these conditions that you mentioned, the lumps, the fibroids, all of those things, they are a lot of it is associated with the diet. Because women like sugar more so than they like to eat anything else. That's why we give them chocolates and candy for Valentine and cake and all that stuff. We give them that. But those things are not the best things to keep their bodies doing what it's supposed to do. They have their reproductive system healthy and their hormones balanced. So in addition to the food you have to look at, a lot of that comes from emotional baggage that they carry around because they worry about everybody else but themselves, and they don't do the things that they need to do to look out for themselves. They always put someone else first oftentimes is the, I guess, best example. And the other side is that we have to be mindful of the environmental products that we use, like deodorants and lotions and shampoos and all the dyes they put in their head. All that stuff is toxic, and you have to eliminate that stuff, because when you put it on your head, it goes into your bloodstream and it goes right to your reproductive system, and it's going to affect it in many ways. So the environmental products that you use is a major consideration, and then your emotional state. You have to be able to give it a break. I mean you can't protect and do and be everything to everybody, and you have to learn how to center yourself first thing in the day and make sure that you do what you need to do as a female to make sure that you preserve your body in a way that you can be around to do all those things that you think you're doing already. But when you get the diagnosis that you have breast cancer or fibroids, we get lost. And oftentimes your hormones gets out of balance when your emotions are upset, or when you eat the wrong thing, your hormones go out of balance. And when your hormones go out of balance, your body starts shutting down. And the first sign of that is like lumps in the breast or fibroids in the reproductive system, and you have to learn how to give yourself a break so that you don't carry that stuff around every day, and start using products that are more natural, that you don't have to worry about most deodorants that we use or that's advertised or that they tell us to use has aluminum in it, and that aluminum is going to settle in the fatty tissue of the body, and oftentimes that's a major part of the lumps that we get as women, and we have to understand that we can't use those kind of things and feel that it's not going to have some adverse effect on the body. So yes, you have to. It's a whole. That's the holistic approach you have to take when you're dealing with female problems, and you have to do them all simultaneously. Otherwise, you're going to miss something, and it's going to get through, and it's going to affect you in a way that is not favorable to your health.
Mm. Well, I know also you have said in previous shows the importance of being well-rounded spiritually, physically, mentally, and that's important. You just can't, just be spiritual and then don't balance that out by doing the things like you were talking about, a lot of the practical physical things that we need to do.
Being aware of what you're doing to your body, yeah.
So would you just talk about that a little bit more, the importance, because some of the stress reliever type of activities and, exercises that we can do, maybe yoga, deep breathing.
Yeah.
I guess these are different forms of relaxation as well as helping your body to stay limber and active without putting too much stress on your joints. I think you talked about that also.
Yeah, just sometimes we think that if we get up and run a mile or shock the body in some way that we are doing it a favor, but in the long run it's going to come back to you in terms of joint problems or some female problem or something that you overextended yourself in trying to do, and oftentimes exercises lead to that. So yes, being careful of the exercises that you do, I think yoga is a good way to be gentle with the body. I think rebounding exercises is another thing. It gets all your cells moving and eliminating those toxins that builds up in them. And in addition to that, we have to learn how to let things go. Oftentimes, if you've been in a relationship and it didn't work out well, you want to carry it around for the rest of your life. You got to learn how to let it go so that it doesn't affect you. It's not affecting the person that did it to you. It's affecting you when you carry it around. So if it affects you,
it's going to affect the next person that you're involved in relationship.
That's correct. You're going to carry it around from one person to another, and you're going to find yourself without a relationship or not in a relationship with a person that you can enjoy. You're going to always find some problem with it, or you're going to always find that all of that builds up in you, and it affects you more so than it affects the person that did it to you. So you have to learn how to let stuff go and learn how to accept people
the new people in a way that you don't judge them or you don't think that you don't carry your baggage into a new relationship with somebody. And oftentimes that will lead to a lot of the fibroids that we get. It's just oftentimes it's just not having good relationships. And mm-hmm. we have never been taught or told how to have good relationships. So we go into relationships without any conditions, without any preparation, without anything, and we think everything is supposed to be okay. And unless you state what your conditions are in the relationship, you're going to wind up in the same place again. So you have to learn how to make relationships with people so that you understand that they understand what you want and that you can get what they want out of you mm-hmm. if you let that baggage go. And you'll find that you'll have a better life and you'll have less of these complications coming up in terms of breast cancer and tumors and all the other things. But a lot of that is just carrying baggage around. You're just carrying baggage from one relationship to another, and you just wind up in the same place all the time. So you have to learn how to be holistic. Oftentimes, when we say holistic, yes, you got to have a spiritual side. You have to learn how to let things go and let God. And you have to have a physical side where you learn how to take care of your body in a way that you don't contribute to the development of these diseases in your body. And then you have to learn how to teach or carry that into your family so that you don't mess up your families. You know, that's a big problem with the families. We don't yeah. take time to raise our children. We give it over to someone else. And then when they come up just like you, we wonder why. Mm-hmm. But because it's the same reason, is that we just haven't learned how to go into relationships and deal with relationships and accept relationships or to let them go and learn how to do that in your life, because it's your life that you're dealing with, and you have to make sure that you don't get in a relationship that's not in your best interest. And sometimes it's too late because you're married, and when you're married, it's even more stress because you feel you got this guilt feeling that if we break up, then everybody gonna look at me like it's my fault or whatever, and whatever reason you come up with, all that stuff, it comes into your spiritual nature, and that spiritual nature affect your physical nature, and unless you have a God that you can take it to and leave it, you're gonna find yourself going in a perpetual circle all the time about how to deal with how to live your life, basically how to live your life in a way that God intended you to live. He wanted you to be happy. He wanted you to be able to be healthy and all the things that he has for you in store for you, he wants you to enjoy. But
yeah.
we make the problem by trying to determine that this person should be this way, or this person did this to me, or he should have done that for me. Or we come up with all these things that really doesn't matter in terms of the other person. It's just affecting you in terms of how you look at things, and you have mm-hmm. to get through that and make sure that you don't elevate that above the relationship you have with the person in front of you.
I know there's somebody out there right now saying, okay, I am enjoying this conversation. How do I get in contact with this brother? Okay, so quick, if you could give information on how people that are hearing this information, they're loving it, and they want to contact you. By the way, you can contact Coy. You know, if you have issues that you'd like to discuss, you've got, you know, you went to the doctor, got a bad report, and you want to know what to do about it, you don't feel comfortable really talking about it on the air. Brother Coy, how can they reach? How can people get in contact with you if they want to either? By the way, Brother Coy does sell herbs. He sells herbs from his shop. He does do consultations. If people are interested in getting in contact with you, Coy, how do they go about that?
Probably the best way now is to call 202-562-0041. That's the number to Secrets of Nature, which is Distorted I Operate at 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest. And I'm there most every day but Sunday, and sometimes there on Sunday. But if you call and don't get an answer, leave a message, I'll call you back, and we can get into whatever condition or whatever situation you want to deal with. But 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest, 3923 South Capitol Street, and the number is 202-562-0041. 0041.
And that's in Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C., yes.
All right.
And we're hoping that we can bring you here to Richmond, Virginia. We have people that are here waiting for your call, so we're going to talk to you more about that at another time. But I do have another question. What can you talk about a little bit more about the importance of water, especially as you're aging, especially during the hot seasons, and the bladder, because someone also mentioned to me that they were experiencing problems with the bladder. I wasn't sure how all of that was connected.
Yeah. I'd say water and malnutrition is the major cause of most diseases that we have. If you don't give your body enough water, it can't function no matter what you do. You got to drink your water. And the good clean water, the cleanest water you can afford to drink, drink it. But you should be drinking at least half your body weight in water, half your body weight in ounces of water. And we find that dehydration is a major reason why we get sick, because we don't drink enough water. A lot of people, they come into the store at 10 or 12 o'clock in the day, and I say, "Have you had any water today?" And they say, "No." I say, "How can you get out of the bed and get dressed and leave home and not drink water?" And I say, "Well, the first thing you need to do is start drinking water. Unless you drink the water, the herbs that you take or whatever else you do or whatever you pray, it's not going to work, because your body's dehydrated and your cells need water in order to flush themselves and to function properly, and it's going to affect everything in your body if you're not getting the water. So the first thing you should do when you get up in the morning is drink half your body weight in ounces, and then throughout the day you should drink more water. And you'll find that just that alone will make a tremendous difference. But the problem is the water that we drink sometimes is not the best water. And so you need to know what's in the water that you're drinking, how it's been treated, and where's if they put some chemical in it to clean it, is it out, and how would it affect your body? So you have to get more information on the water that you are drinking, or you have to buy water. And I would say if you can get some alkaline water, or at least some water that has electrolytes in it, then you're going to be on the right road to getting your body hydrated so that it can function and digest the food and use the herbs that you're giving it, because water is what carries it to the cells and bring it away from the cell, the toxins and all that stuff. So you got to get the water in your system for everything to work. So if you just drinking enough water to take your herbs, that's not going to work. You got to drink water to give your body what it needs, and that's half your body weight in ounces. If you can do that throughout the day, that's fine, but if you can do it when you get up in the morning, that's even better, because doing throughout the day, your body's going to flush, and it's going to help carry out that if you do have toxins or come involved with environmental toxins of any kind, your body will have enough hydration to flush it. And if you don't drink the water, then that stuff is going to stick on you and just going to go into you and stop your cells from doing what they're supposed to do. And you're going to find that it's going to lead to some problems that unnecessary problems, that I might add, that will create other conditions in your body that you may think comes from your diet, but it's really coming from not having enough water. Even if you eat bad, if you drink enough water, your body will flush most of that out. And if you don't get enough water, that is another way of developing the polyps or the colon cancer or the diabetes or whatever you call it. This all comes from the same problem, not having enough water, not eating the right food, and not giving your body what it needs in terms of vitamins and minerals. And most of the food we eat now are depleted in vitamins and minerals. And even if we take the vitamins and minerals, oftentimes they don't break down in the body, because we don't give it enough water so that it can use these supplements that we're taking. But we do need to make sure that what we eat is full of minerals, as many minerals. You want to eat foods that are high in minerals, that are high in the natural vitamins that your body needs, so that your body will respond. But to make that happen, you need your water, and you need good, clean water. Alkaline water is great, but spring spring water is great, but again, you have to be careful. Just like when you eat fish or anything else, you need to know where it's coming from. You need to know what's in it, so that you know that your body is getting what it needs, and not you're not filling your body with a lot of chemicals or sugars or salts or whatever they put in the food these days that will lead to disease.
And is that how it's connected with the bladder as well? Because you're not getting enough water to flush out
Correct.
The bladder, or how does that relate to the bladder?
A bladder is oftentimes not drinking enough water, and if you don't get the water, your bladder is just the poisons from the whatever you're eating or whatever you're drinking. It could be sugar drinks or Cokes or Pepsis or alcohol or whatever. All of that stuff will settle in the bladder, and it will weaken the bladder to a point
okay.
where it won't function properly, or it'll be ineffective in doing what it's supposed to do, and that is holding the water until you eliminate it. So you get, when you drink the water, eat the food, a lot of those toxins or chemicals that you shouldn't be eating, they will block the passage to the bladder, and it will make it not do what it's supposed to do, and you wind up with a bladder condition. And usually that goes into kidneys and diabetes and heart disease and all the other stuff. So the water is the thing that you need to drink if you have a bladder problem.
Okay.
Now, Brother Coy, we only have a few minutes left, but we talked about women's health. We could just briefly touch on, and we can come back and do another show on men's health, but the prostate. I'm sure there are brothers out there saying, hey, you talked about women's health. What about the prostate?
Just like the women, the men have the same problem. We basically eat the same food. It affects us differently, and that is the prostate instead of the ovaries or the fibroids or whatever the women get. It settles in our prostate. The prostate sits right above the right below the sigmoid colon, and all of that stuff that we don't digest and eat, it sits over your prostate, and it inflames it. It makes it not work. It takes your nature. All of those things. Again, the water is an important part in making sure that our prostate works properly. But another part with the prostate thing, we just eat wrong, and oftentimes the way we live or the way we enjoy our partners or whatever we do, oftentimes that affects the prostate, because all of that's right on the prostate, and we have to understand that we can't have a lot of toxins or buildup of waste around the prostate. And we're going to find that if we can keep that sigmoid colon, the one that runs from left to right across to the elimination channel, we'll find that we can keep that clean. If we can feed the body what it needs, the grain, nuts, seeds, the vitamins and minerals that we need, the essential fats, if we can get that in there, we'll find that we can eliminate the prostate problem. But a lot of that comes, again, from the diet. It comes from not drinking enough water. It comes from illicit activity that we engage in, and sex. And we have to be mindful that if we're going to do those things, we have to be more certain that we are doing what it takes to keep that prostate safe. Just like the ovaries are for the women, we have to make sure that the man keeps the stuff out of his prostate so that he don't get these prostate cancers that we get. But I think the main reason that we get the prostate cancers is we eat too much meat, and meat is hard to digest. It builds up in the digestive system or in the bottom of the digestive system, and it just sits there, and all that just flows right on top of the prostate, and it creates the problems that we get with prostate cancer.
My special guest today is awesome, and I'm sure that everybody out there that's listening to this show feels the exact same way. Brother Coy Dunstan, he's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. I'm going to give the number for you, Brother Coy. It's 202-562-0041. Write it down. That's 202-562-0041. If you have any questions, any issues that you would like to discuss with Coy, again, you can order products from Coy. Just give him a call, see what he has, talk to him, get his recommendations. Again, that's 202-562-0041. 1-800-941. For those people in the Washington D.C. area, Maryland, and Virginia, Brother Coy, you offer things on the weekend now. I think you're doing different workshops. You got things going on up there now.
Well, yeah, we try to stay with the money. A lot of us are struggling with our mortgages. A lot of us are struggling with just financial situations. We find that they're shutting down our access to money, and they're shutting down our access to financial freedom, and we try to help people deal with those kind of conditions in addition to, because if you don't have the money to do the life that you want to live, then you're going to, that again can lead to disease and other problems and worry. And we try to address the whole person, and every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock we do financial fitness workshops so that we can deal with some of the problems that create the anxiety and the stress that we live under.
Yeah, you don't want to get to a situation where you have to decide, do I buy these herbs or do I pay my rent?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're in trouble. Yeah. Well, Brother Coy, again, man, my airwaves are always open to you, brother. I want to thank you very much for all of the years of work that you've done to help to educate, you know, our people and just people, humans, you know, in general. This isn't a white-black thing. This is a human thing. The herbs will work for anybody, you know, so the information that Coy gives is for everybody. So, again, Brother Coy, this, with the information that you've given, you've healed a lot of people. You've helped a lot of people, myself included. I consider you a master teacher, brother. And, again, I want to thank you for everything that you've done over the years, brother. Keep up the good work.
Well,
and
I appreciate you having me today. And I say to you that without you, no one would be able to hear me. So I thank you for what you do, and I appreciate your effort to bring the word to the people, and I just enjoy being a part of it. So, yeah, kudos to you, too.
Hey, thank you, Brother Coy.
Thank you, Coy.
We'll be in touch,
thank
brother.
Thank you.
A regular.
Hey, good evening to your guests.
All right. Thank you. And you have a wonderful afternoon. We'll be in touch, brother. We're now, everybody listen up, because Coy's going to be coming back. And, again, take this number down. Write it. It's 202-562-0041. The name of the shop is Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. If you have any questions, give Brother Coy a call, and it can change your life. Trust me. Brother Coy, we'll be in touch. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Jawanza.
And this is Aquia Chestnutte Yvette.
We love you. We thank you so much for tuning in. Tell a friend. If this information isn't for you, it's for somebody you know. Coy Dunstan, Secrets of Nature, 202-562-0041.
Keep on tuning in. We see you listening.
And we appreciate it. And I want everybody to have a wonderful, wonderful week. Remember, your health is your wealth. And again, until the next time, be safe. Peace and blessings. We love you. great week.